This recording, Connecticut 6, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to stretch around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Como, Como," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for her name. Como was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. Finally, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Coma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Miss Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. It's very rural. There's no diversity. Like, it's all white. Like, I think there were maybe 2 African Americans in my graduating class. Peaceful. Like, it just wasn't... I didn't want to stay there. I moved to Nyack, New York for college. It's across from the Tappan Zee Bridge, and it's primarily a missionary college. It's incredibly diverse. So they have lots of people coming in from different parts of the world, you know, that are doing missions or preparing to do missions. And it is through a CMA, or Christian Missionary Alliance. It was primarily intercultural studies, and we're going to study the apartheid and the truth and forgiveness reconciliation, and kind of from a faith-based perspective. It was amazing. The people were definitely the best part. Like, the landscapes are gorgeous, but getting to know people are really, really friendly, very hospitable, and you can just sort of sit and talk with them for forever, really. They'll invite you in and feed you, and, you know, it was really fun. You know, you hear the testimonies of the things that happen to people, and you're like, I don't know if I could do that. You know, like, I'm a Christian, and I believe in the things Jesus taught, and I believe that he was God, and still I'm like, ugh, I don't know. You know, I don't know about that one, Lord. Because I'm preparing to teach English literature, and, oh my goodness, I love to read since I was little, so I'm really excited and passionate about that. I have 3 younger siblings and 2 adopted 18-year-old brothers, and it's always a full house, and I'm always having the opportunity to sit and read to them, and I love that, you know, like picking good stories and having everybody sort of on the edge of their chair waiting for you to, you know, share which direction it's going in. So.